Thank you. We're joined as usual by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we're pleased to welcome back as our guest Providence State Representative Aaron Regenberg, who's also a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here.
There are only about 6 months to go until Rhode Island voters will go to the polls in a September primary. One of the races they'll be deciding will be a Democratic primary for lieutenant governor between the incumbent in that office, Daniel McKee, and our guest, Aaron Regenberg. Aaron, we can expect Lieutenant Governor McKee during the course of the campaign to point out that you are 28 years old and that if elected, you'll be a proverbial heartbeat away from the governor's office. What do you say to people who might have that concern about you and your campaign?
As I'm traveling around the state, I challenge you to find anyone who doesn't think we need some new ideas and new energy in the state house. I've experienced firsthand how lobbyists for the most wealthy and well-connected, the Walmarts, the payday lenders, the NRA, they're always up there, while folks who can't afford a corporate lobbyist sometimes get ignored. But I think we've seen that that doesn't have to be the case, that people can come together and make their voices heard. We saw that last year with paid sick days when nurses and bus drivers and single moms shared their stories and won legislation that's going to give sick time for over 100,000 people starting in July. So it's possible to have a different system. And I think we need a statewide elected official whose focus is really on that work of leveling the playing field, being a voice for people who can't afford a well-connected statehouse lobbyist. Because if we can do that, if we can level that playing field, I think the sky's the limit in Rhode Island.
So you're saying that your ideas are more important than your age, in essence?
I think that people are looking for new ideas and new energy, and I think that people are looking for someone who's shown that they can bring people together to win real change. I've demonstrated that, and as I'm traveling around, that's what folks want to see in their elected officials.
There are other people that say, that it's somewhat disruptive because the governor is going to face a tough race and there's going to be this primary for the lieutenant governor. How do you feel, generally speaking, not this time out, about partnering those two offices? In other words, having them run on one ticket so at least their efforts are somewhat coordinated. They talk to one another. And should something happen to the governor, there's someone to step in that has a handle on what's going on.
I think there's value in a different system, though I think that given that we have this current constitutional structure, there's also some real value in having an independent public advocate. Rhode Islanders want some more public accountability in our state government, and I think that's the potential, that's the value that the lieutenant governor's office could have to make sure we're bringing the people's voice to the state house to work on leveling that playing field.
Why not a couple more terms at the state house? You've been able to do a couple of things on the progressive side. And I'm just wondering, why not get some more seasoning so that nobody will be able to criticize you as being a youngster who's only lived here for, what, less than 10 years outside of college?
Rhode Islanders have some real challenges right now that they need to address, whether it's healthcare and making sure that everyone has access, whether it's addressing climate change, bringing clean energy to all of our communities, whether it's protecting our kids and finally passing an assault weapons ban. They need leadership now, and I'm really excited, and I'm running for lieutenant governor in order to take this advocacy that I've been leading up to the next level.
Well, let's shift gears and talk about the race for governor in Rhode Island. Former Secretary of State Matt Brown indicated this week he's planning an independent run for governor. The thinking is that Brown could siphon votes from Democrat Gina Raimondo on the left side of the gubernatorial race. Aaron Regenberg, as a Democrat, do you agree with that theory? And what do you think Raimondo needs to do to win?
Again, I think people are looking for change, and so we're seeing that here. I've been a voice trying to push the administration on a number of issues to take a bolder stance, whether it's rejecting fossil fuel infrastructure, whether it's pushing for universal health care and not cuts to Medicaid. But I've also been very proud to work with the governor on issues like, free college and rebuilding our public schools and gun safety. And ultimately, she was there to sign my legislation to guarantee paid sick days, to increase the tip minimum wage, to bring clean energy to our communities. So I think we need to have Democratic leadership. I'm going to be supporting the Democratic governor. I think it's good when we are elevating these important issues and bringing them to the fore, and I'm excited to see how that goes.
So even if the governor does have a primary, you're going to support her?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to support the Democratic nominee. I expect that to be Governor Raimondo.
Scott, are you surprised that in a WPRI poll out this week that Governor Raimondo's job approval rating is still pretty low, only about 37%?
I'm surprised because the Raimondo people have done their own polls, and they've kind of been spreading, you know, this line under the radar that she's at about 43, 44, 45%. I thought it would be higher. I did notice in the poll her biggest problem seems to me to be really low numbers among independents. And we know Rhode Island, they're the biggest slice, the unaffiliated independents, whatever you want to call them. They're the biggest slice of the electorate, and you have to win those voters. They're the swing voters in a gubernatorial campaign.
Maureen, we've had two big surprises in the gubernatorial race so far. One was Republican Joe Trillo going from Republican to independent, and then Matt Brown, who's been absent from the political scene for many years, deciding to get involved. Is this a good thing for voters that they will have a lot of different choices?
I wonder about that. I have somewhat of a cynical attitude as far as Matt Brown is concerned. I don't think he has a possibility of really winning, and I think this is his way to get back into the political mix, to set himself up so he can talk about some good ideas. He has some good things talking about prescription drugs and maybe perhaps taking over the wind farms and using them as a state entity. But the fact is he isn't dealing with the nitty-gritty. He's not talking about jobs and infrastructure and the really tough issues. And so I'm afraid that this is going to cost, you know, it's going to definitely impact Raimondo. And I think he, you know, is setting himself up for the future. And I wonder, we should have a more restrictive system so that people can't just jump in as independents. I think it creates an issue.
Well, one of the things we're going to see in this governor campaign is very simple. There's so many players right now, you need a program. And the good news is you give everybody a choice that way, and everybody gets their say. The downside, of course, is yet another governor, the possibility of another governor elected with far less than 50% of the vote and no real consensus among voters.
Finally, I want to get Representative Regenberg in on the gun issue, which remains a hot topic at the General Assembly. More than 1,000 people turned out this week for legislative hearings on that subject. Most of them were gun rights supporters, and they outnumbered supporters of gun control. Will that kind of show of force tip the balance against more extensive changes on gun legislation this year?
Listen, we need to step up. I remember exactly where I was standing when I heard about the Florida attack.
We understand that you support more restrictions, but when the gun rights supporters can bring about a large show of force where they greatly outnumber the people on the other side, what effect does that have on Speaker Mattiello, who's got a very high rating from the NRA?
That side's very well organized. I think the side that wants to, you know, step up and protect our kids is getting more organized. We had hundreds and hundreds of people out the other day for our assault weapons ban introduction. And I think you're going to see this week a whole lot of students and young people and teachers rally and Providence Student Union is involved in that work. So, you know, I'd put out a call to, again, to my colleagues in the General Assembly. Let's step up. Let's take some action. Let's ban assault weapons and get it done to protect our children.
We know the polls say that people support, the majority of people support this, but my fear is that even though the issue is trending in that direction, Speaker Mattiello gets money from the NRA. He's been very hostile to specific gun legislation, and my fear it's going to sit out in committee, and it's not going to go anywhere this year.
That's the concern. I'm hoping that it, you know, it feels different to me this year. There's so much energy. There's young people leading the way. And we need to be able to stand up to the NRA and say, not this time. We are going to protect our kids.
All right. We're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on Political Roundtable. Scott,
great to be here.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And State Representative Aaron Regenberg, a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor.
Thanks for having me.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, you can find a lot more on our website at ripr.org.